This is Marketplace Money from APM. We're tackling the basics of personal finance this month, how to save, how to invest, and we thought it might be time for you to invest in some good summer money-related reading. Here are a few suggestions.
Hey, I'm Kristen Wong, a writer for Get Rich Slowly. The book I'm recommending is Barbara Stanley's Secrets of Six-Figure Women. I sort of feel like it should come with a disclaimer, though, because one of her first chapters, Nine Traits of Under-Earners, can make you a little uncomfortable. Basically, in this chapter, she outlines what traits hold us back from becoming high earners. And unfortunately, I found myself able to relate to many of these traits. But progress isn't possible without change, and this book really took me out of my comfort zone. So the author interviewed 150 high-earning women and detailed what qualities these successful women all have in common. And while most of us probably don't possess all of these qualities, I think we can relate to some of them. And it is geared toward women, but I think men would find her research every bit as helpful.
I'm Chris Farrell of Marketplace Money. My most recent book is The New Frugality: How to Consume Less, Save More, and Live Better. For your summer reading, I recommend Behind the Beautiful Forevers by Catherine Boo. Beautiful Forevers reads like a novel, a compelling page-turner. It's the true, moving story about slum dwellers in Mumbai, India. The main characters are waste pickers. They scavenge for scrap metal, plastic, and other materials to sell to local recycling plants. Hard, dangerous work. These slum dwellers nevertheless struggle to create better lives for themselves and their children. We live far from the slum dwellers of Mumbai, physically and financially. Yet there's much to learn from them.
Hi, I'm Richard Eisenberg, editor of the Money and Work channels for NextAvenue.org, the new website for people over the age of 50 from PBS. As you can probably imagine, I read a lot of books about retirement and retirement planning, and that's sometimes a scary subject. But the retirement book I want to recommend is a happy one. In fact, it's called How to Retire Happy, and it's by Stan Hinden, a financial reporter who used to write the Washington Post syndicated column Retirement Journal. The great thing about How to Retire Happy is that Stan Hinden's not just a financial writer, he's retired. So he's speaking from experience. Some of my favorite parts of the book are when Stan talks about the mistakes he made. For instance, Stan and his wife expected to follow the rule that financial advisors use and live on 80% of their pre-retirement income when they retired. Turns out, they spent more than 80% because they love to travel. So Stan and Sarah found a few ways to cut back on their expenses, and guess what? They retired happy.
And for more book picks, head on over to our website, marketplacemoney.org.